NetCredit is here to say yes to a personal loan or line of credit when other lenders say no. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partner. NetCredit, credit to the people.
We love sustainability, and so does Macy's. Join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak on 34th, Elemis, and more. Plus, to help bring more parks to more people, Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project, transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help ensure healthy, livable communities for generations to come. Donate online or in store and learn more at macys.com/purpose.
Wow, the sun is shining. It's a new day.
Wow, the sun is shining.
A new episode of Best Friends.
Birds and chirping.
The wind is blowing leavatures.
Leavatures?
I don't know. I was trying to say something funner than leaves. More fun? Funner. Mm. More fun?
Foliage.
Foliage. The foliage is quaking with the wind. That was pretty good. Quaking?
Ooh, quaking.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. When I've probably talked about this before, but when I did mushrooms the first time, I saw the trees that were in McCarran Park were fully cartoons. And they were like moving towards me, but I wasn't scared. And I was just like, that's who you are. That is who you are. And kind of still to this day, when I see trees, I'm like, I know you're real deal. I know you look like this right now.
That's so funny.
But I've seen who you really are.
I haven't seen any like cartoon things, but I ate a bunch of mushrooms and then I didn't feel anything and I went to sleep. Because they were old, and I was like, might as well just eat them, whatever, I'll be in tonight, and I'll like watch TV, and I like watched TV for a little bit, they didn't kick in, and I went to sleep, and then I woke up, and I was like, this apartment is sparkly, like, everything was just really sparkly, and I wish I've seen, like, cartoony things. I've never, like, hallucinated or anything.
Yeah, well, the first time I did it with someone who I don't think remembered how to do, like, to teach someone to do it. Mm. Like, they, like, have been doing mushrooms for years, and they're like, let's drink tea. And so we drank tea and then ate what was at the bottom of the tea, which was, like, a step that was not needed for me. And so I was gone. And that's the day you saw me and my friends
yes,
in the park.
And everyone was convinced that I, too, was on mushrooms. And yeah. I was like, this is just my... People think I'm drunk or high all the time or like on like something. And I'm not. That's just me.
You really were on the same level of us. It's kind of wild.
At one point, someone was like, look, a duck parade. And there was like two ducks. And I was like, it is a duck. Oh, a dog parade.
Yes. Which was just a person walking dogs.
Yes. And I loved it, too. It's funny because... I do like mushrooms and I do like drugs, but I'm also having a great time. Just like fully sober.
Just you unfiltered is like, you're already on one.
I was in the car the other day and my friend was like saying something to me. They said like, we were having a conversation about something I said incorrect and didn't understand or something. And they were correcting me. And I was looking out the window and I went, I can't wait. And they were like, what? This has nothing to do with what we're saying. And I didn't know how to be like, I know. I was listening, but I saw a billboard for that Megan movie and I can't wait to see it. And my inside thought was said outside. And then I was like, oh, God, how do I... And then I was just like, no, it made sense. And I tried to like shoehorn it to make it make sense of what they said. And it surely didn't. And I waited two whole days to be like, here's what happened. I'm sorry. I had a real inside thought. I said it out loud.
You can say what's going on. Your friends know you well enough to know that your brain is bouncing sometimes.
I was,
you don't have to hold it in.
Hypnotized by that Megan poster, and I truly heard every word they were saying, and I just said, I can't wait.
That is really, really funny.
And then every time something like that happens, it's also shocking to me because I didn't mean to say it out loud.
You're like, it's just here now.
Sorry.
I don't know.
Then the whole way to my house, they were like really trying to figure out why I said that. And I don't know why I didn't just say, I saw a bill. I think I was like really trying to be like, no, I was in the conversation. I didn't leave it. I was concentrating. Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. That's very, very funny.
It's tough. It is. I don't know. Sometimes I wish my brain worked the way other people's brains do. But then I'm like, that's why you're special, you dummy.
Yeah, that's true. Absolutely. I remember when we used to do improv with Keisha, I felt like each of our brains helped us perform the way we performed. Mm-hmm. Like, I always thought in the future. So I was figuring out how to end the scenes, or like how to end the whole show, mm-hmm. how to wrap everything up, call back things that we had done earlier to end what we were doing. Keisha worked in the past. Mm-hmm. And so she was thinking about, like, where were we just 2 seconds ago? Where were we 10 minutes ago? Like, and figure out how to work those things into what we're doing currently. Mm-hmm. You always worked in the present, which is great and necessary, because you were creating new things for us to mold into a story.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like you have to have someone in the present who isn't concerned about where we're going or where we were in order to like create what's happening right now.
Wow. That's a very nice compliment. Mm-hmm. Yeah, doing shows, like when we did shows, it was always so fun because I truly, if I did a callback, great. If I helped end the show, all right. But like, mm-hmm. There was no pressure to do any of that, where it's like when you were on Herald Night, the house teams at UCB, like you have to like kind of be an everyman in a sense. But our shows were fun because I wouldn't put pressure on myself to call anything back, but like I knew what was being called back. Do you know what I mean? Or like if mm-hmm. you were going for something to end it, I knew what you were doing.
Yeah.
Those were the good old days.
Those were the good old days.
I did an improv show last night and it was so wild. I had a move in my head and it was a pattern that someone was swimming. They wanted to meet dolphins, but they were scared of the ocean. So then all the bad sea creatures kept coming over. And I like had a move in mind to be a bad sea creature. And then as soon as I opened my mouth, I did a completely different thing. And I could like, I, and it was like funny, but I like really surprised myself and was like, oh, when did this happen in my brain? My brain is moving so much faster than, or my body. I don't know. Nothing's in sync.
But that's okay, and that's what creates surprises. It's nice.
But when you're surprised by yourself, it's crazy.
I would imagine, yeah. I don't know if I've ever been surprised by myself.
Really? It happens all the time. On stage.
Yeah.
In stand-up, sometimes I'll be saying things I've said 100 times, and then something else will come out of my mouth. And then, because people are always like, why do you laugh at yourself so much on stage? I'm like, oh, because I'm constantly saying stuff I've never said before. And in the moment, it's like, oh.
That is nice, though. You'll never get in a rut.
No, sure won't. And then sometimes sentences fall out of my mouth bad. They just don't.
I'm like, wait, what did you just say earlier? The leafage? The leafage?
Yeah, I think I said leafage, which is like, friend, what are you trying to say? Oh, boy. What? Life is fun.
Life is fun.
Have you been in my office, right? Have you been in my office since I hung up my $500 pig painting from the streets of New Orleans?
I don't think I have. Well, let me see that painting. Ooh, in the middle, prominently displayed. That painting is so funny. I'm so glad you still have it.
It is the most expensive piece of art I have in my house. and there's glitter on it. It makes me laugh every time I see it.
I remember you saying that the person who sold it to you was also surprised that you were down to buy yes. it.
She said a number and I said, sick. And I think she was like, wait, what? What? She's like, I'll ship it to you. And then Mateo was like, she's never made a sale. That's why.
She's like, I can't believe someone actually fell for it.
Mateo, I feel like most of our hangouts is a lot of me doing something, him going, Nicole. Oh, golly. I love him.
I love him.
I'm so lucky. I love all of my friends.
Me too.
It sounds so dumb to say out loud, but like some people don't love all their friends.
I know. Yeah, it does seem strange because I'm like, obviously, I love my friends, but some people hang out with people they don't actually like.
Yes, because they're like, well, it's better to hang out with someone than no one. But like,
yeah,
I'm sometimes wheezing and like gasping for breath at dinner mm-hmm. with like just you, or like if it's you, me, and Mateo, or like Christy. Mm-hmm. I just like, oh, boy, oh boy. I think about that sometimes, and I'm just like so grateful and thankful that like everybody in my life is so much fun.
Yeah, I am super grateful. Yeah, I've top tier friend.
Truly, the top of the top of the tiers.
The top of the top of the.
Again, that fell out of my mouth. Oh, real weird.
Today and every day, Planned Parenthood is committed to ensuring that everyone has the information and resources they need to make their own decisions about their bodies, including abortion care. Lawmakers who oppose abortion are attacking Planned Parenthood, which means affordable, high-quality, basic health care for more than 2 million people is at stake. The right to control your own body and get the health care everyone needs has been stolen. And now, politicians in nearly every state have introduced bills that will block people from getting the sexual and reproductive care they need. Planned Parenthood believes everyone deserves health care. It's a human right. That's why they fight every day to push for common sense policies that protect your right to control your own body and against policies that interfere with decisions between patients and their doctor. Planned Parenthood needs your support now more than ever. With supporters like you, you can help reclaim your rights and protect and expand access to abortion care. Visit PlannedParenthood.org/future. That's PlannedParenthood.org/future.
So listen. We all know life is full of yada yada and, you know, people talk and you're just like, oh my God, this is annoying. And then you just hit an unsubscribe on a bunch of things you got subscribed to on your email. And you're like, what is happening? And I know you've dealt with yada yada before, like when companies have those sneaky gotchas hiding in the deep in fine print, or bills that seem to keep going up for no dang reason. Or when budget airlines promise a cheap fare, but then charge you for every little thing until you realize you're paying more than you would have elsewhere. And yes, it's possible to outsmart yada yada, like triple checking airline deals to make sure all you need is already included. You don't take yada yada in life. Don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Metro by T-Mobile has no contracts, no credit checks, no surprises, and nada yada yada. Stop by one of our over 6,000 Metro stores nationwide.
Love starts with you. Show off your personal style every day with new Pandora pieces that set a shining example for the world to see. From big feelings to small messages and everything in between, beautiful hand-finished jewelry from Pandora radiates with your love from every angle. Create a look that's all your own with a unique mix of meaningful charms, or choose from Pandora's sparkling selection of timeless designs, perfect for making an eye-catching statement. With Pandora Jewelry's vast selection of rings, bracelet, earrings, necklaces, and charms, there's endless ways to love it, stack it, and wear it, and share it. Style your everyday favorites with sparkling cuts, vibrant enamels, and playful designs, or truly make it your own with a personal engraving. Pandora Jewelry is the perfect way to share the gift of love with yourself and the ones closest to your heart. Shop now at Pandora.net. Pandora. Be love.
So Grand Cru's wrapping up, so I can now change the color of my nails.
Oh.
Should I do nail art? Should I do like a color? What should I do?
Nail art.
Okay, I've got a bunch saved on Instagram.
Oh, nice.
Oh, boy, I'm so excited.
I think you should maybe do Garfield.
I think I'm going to get a tattoo of Garfield because I am a lasagna hound, okay? I asked Lindsay, my lovely new assistant, who I love. She's not new anymore. I think I've had her for almost a year. But she is truly so good at everything. And, like, things get done in such a timely... She's wonderful. But on Fridays, I go, at 6 p.m., will you get me lasagna from Lil Dom's? And I was... The other day, I was like, is this the weirdest part of your job? That you just have to go get me lasagna? And then I can't remember what she said, but it wasn't like, yes. But it kind of was like, yes. Do you notice?
She's like, well, that's the job.
I got to go get her lasagna. Oh, but, oh, baby, is it nice?
But at least you're like, I mean, at least it's that and not like you being a monster or like throwing your cell phone at her or demanding her to like.
Oh, God.
You know, like some people have like horror stories of people they've worked for.
I hope I'm not a horrible boss.
I can't imagine.
I do spend a lot of time being like, should I just do it myself? Or should I ask her to do? Well, I don't want to do this. And it's like a whole, it's like an internal struggle because I'm like, I could just do this myself.
There was a TikTok question that people were like, what's the worst celebrity encounter you've had?
J-Lo.
And there were so many J-Lo responses.
My favorite one was Ben apparently tips very well. And as soon as he leaves, she goes, give me, how much he give you? Give some of it back.
Yes. She'll take it back and then give him like a 10.
Uh-huh. And then there was another one where she was laying face down on the bed and asked for a pedicure. And that made me, I was gasping for air. I was like, wait, what? You can't even roll over to get a pedicure? Oh, and then the drivers can't look her in the eyes. You can't even use the rearview mirror because that's trying to look at her. And that made me tee-hee-hee. Nobody trying to get to J-Lo. Nobody trying to... Is Jenna from the block? Bitch, you're not interesting. No, thank you. But I will be in a movie with you if you would like it. And I will find you very interesting then. But don't worry, I won't look at you.
That sucks.
It does suck.
I mean, I guess this wouldn't happen to me because I feel this way, but I would be mortified if people, like, if a number of people came out and were like, she was awful. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I wouldn't feel good. Oh, there was a comment that said maybe the service workers didn't earn their tip. And I was like, what? I was like, we pay taxes and the government doesn't even take care of people. We have mutual aid and whatnot. I think if you have a ton of money, that's essentially mutual aid if you give huge tips. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's... Like, what? They don't need to go above and beyond to get a tip. They can just be someone who's doing their job.
Yeah.
And they don't get paid that well.
That's the way we set up the system. Mm-hmm. That they don't get paid well and they live on tips.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I will say this. I went to a restaurant and the server was giving me a lot of attitude.
Oh, no.
A lot of judginess. I still tipped well, but... Mm-hmm. My friend ordered an artichoke. I was with Michael and Meatball, and Michael ordered an artichoke. I don't know. But, and he was like, does anyone else want an appetizer? And I was like, rice balls, because I don't know how to eat an artichoke. And the way the server looked at me was judging me, because I said I didn't know how to eat an artichoke, which confirmed I'll never order an artichoke, because I don't know how to eat it. And then I found out how you eat it, and it's a lot of work for a vegetable. Get real.
Don't you have to like scrape it with your teeth or something?
Yes. I have to scrape this vegetable with my teeth, with my pearly whites that I have had fixed constantly through the year 2022. No.
Yeah, you spend too much money on these teeth to be scraping things like that.
Too much money. I maxed out my insurance. But now I can chew on that side again, which is really just, it's really nice. It feels
that
good.
That is very nice, yeah.
Yeah, you know, it was a little bit of fear, a little bit of it hurts. I famously chipped my tooth eating a French fry.
Yes, famously.
And then he like judged me again on like my order. He was just like, well, okay, girl. And I was like, yeah, girl, I'm gonna eat that. And then kind of judged my dessert choice. So rude.
Damn.
That was like at my favorite restaurant in New York, Toast on 125th. Go there, keep them in business, because every time I come to the city, I have to go there. Anywho, this was years and years and years and years ago. I was on Atkins, the diet where you eat like butter in your coffee. Did you know that, Sashir?
No. As part of the diet?
Instead of using fucking milk, they say take a slab of butter and slip it in your
that
coffee.
That seems wrong. It seems worse.
They said, get that butter out. Churn it. But I ordered grilled chicken with cheddar cheese and bacon on top. And then he was like, do you want like salad with that? And I was like, no, thank you. And he was like, oh, I guess I'm gonna have to call the ambulance when you're done. And I was like, he was like, I mean, it's not a great meal. And I was like,
oh boy.
And it hurt my feelings to this day. I remember exactly what he looked like. If you put him in a lineup, I would say that's him. That is that tall, gangly man with an ornery face and hateful stuff coming out of his mouth.
I mean, that's not nice at all.
No.
In those moments, would either of you, like, if you had to go back in time, would you have, like, done something different or, like, said something different to them? Like, mm-hmm. And I feel like there's another story you shared of another restaurant incident. But, like, I've had comments like that being said, and I'm like, you just are taken aback and you don't know what to do. But I feel like I went back in time and was like,
yeah. If I could go back in time, I would be like, hey, that's not a nice thing to say to a fat person. Also, I will get fatter. I'm on the wrong path.
I'm on the wrong path. There's nothing you can do about it. You can't stop this train.
You can't save me. Because I was way thinner then. And it's funny being like fat shamed now and being fat shamed when I was thinner, because I look at pictures and I was like, oh. You could have been nicer to me. I was just a little chubby. Come on. But yeah, people, it's interesting. People think they can say anything to people who are others, like, are you fat, in a wheelchair, or like, I wonder why somebody thinks it's like okay to say things. Like, you know how like short people, little people, people like to pick them up? Like, I had a friend named Katie in college who was like 4'11", maybe 4'10", super, super tiny. And like, people would just pick her up all the time. And I finally was Ooh. Like, do you hate that? She's like, I hate it more than anything. And I was like, ah, shit.
Maybe it's like unfamiliarity. Like when this is, I mean, yeah, like when people see black women's hair and they've never met a black woman or been that close to a black woman, they want to touch the hair. It's because they are unfamiliar with us as a person and our hair texture. Mm-hmm. And like, I guess same thing, where if they haven't been around someone that short, they're like, oh, so cute. I can't resist. I got to pick him up. And they're not thinking about the human who is there and being like, they probably wouldn't want to be picked up.
Yeah.
Or like someone who's overweight or whatever. And they're like, I don't know, maybe they don't have anyone in their life like that.
Well, with fat people, I truly think it is some people's worst nightmare. It is the worst thing that could happen to you, is getting fat. Mm. So then you are like projecting this, like you're like, ugh, I would hate being that fat. So I'm going to say something to this fat person so maybe they can like save themselves from this nasty thing that I don't want to happen to me. That's what I think with fat people. I do think you're right with black women's hair and short people, that they're just like, ooh, this is a thing I haven't interacted with.
I will, as a white woman, I will never understand why people go up to black women and assume they can touch them and or touch their hair.
Yeah,
I was never taught that. I was always taught you do not touch people unless it's consent. But there's never just been a desire of me to be like, oh, that person has different hair, I'm going to go touch it. No, never.
It's really strange.
It is strange. And I've also had people touch my skin and then be like, you are so smooth. And I'm like, okay. I am very smooth. It's kind of wild.
No, that is horrible. I'm sorry you both went through that. That's bad.
Thank you, Jordan.
That's bad. I felt like a toddler for a second.
Heard it here first.
It's bad.
It's bad. I'm thinking it's unfamiliarity.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess just not really humanizing the person.
Yeah.
Because if you had a black friend or a short friend mm-hmm. or whatever, you'd be like, oh, well, my friend would hate that. So I'm not going to do
mm-hmm.
that.
It is funny. And I've dated some men who like are apprehensive about touching my hair. And I'm like, my God, you've been inside me. You can touch my hair. It's absolutely fine.
Yeah, they're like, I heard you guys don't
you
like
don't
that.
Like it, so I just won't fucking do it. Like, oh my God.
He's like, no, you can do it. You're inside me.
Speaking of hair, I'm on a hair journey. It's okay. Pretty long. Okay, so it's like not done. That's why it's in a hat. But like, look mm-hmm. how long it's gotten.
Damn, that is long. Yes, girl.
It's almost to my eyeball.
Yes.
But I found this like mousse that I wet my hair. I put the mousse in and I use this like, it's called like a Damon brush or Damien or Dahmer or Dadur. I don't know. It begins with a D and ends with a letter. And then like I comb or brush the curls and then it snaps back into like perfect spirals.
Ooh, nice, nice, nice.
But it does have like a heavy wet look to it, but it looks really cute. And then I was like, oh my God, is 2023 the year I wake up an hour or two earlier than I have to be to go somewhere, which is something I should do anyway, and like do my hair, like do twist outs and stuff?
Is that how long it takes?
No, but it takes me a while to get out of bed. And I got to get in the shower. I got to pick out an ensemble. I got to, you know, put on my makeup. It's like a whole thing.
Yeah.
And usually I just like throw on a wig, but I was like, maybe it's like, well, this summer, I want to figure out how to like have like do my natural hair because I don't wear wigs in the summer. I think 2023, one, is going to be my year. Two, is the year I learn how to do my hair. And three, I don't know.
Okay, it's
my
fine.
Brain really just stopped. Three.
It's okay. We don't have to have a list of three. It could just be those two things.
Oh, no. What is three? I'm organizing my closet currently.
Ooh, yes.
So you know my big shoe armoire?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's now a shirt armoire.
Okay, nice.
I have all my t-shirts in there, and then where my t-shirts were in my closet is where my jeans are going. And where my jeans are going, I think I'm going to put shorts and tank tops in there. Those will be like my little sum-sum clothes.
Nice.
I'm like pretty jazzed about this.
I'm excited for you.
And then the room upstairs, the other room, it's going to be a closet.
Get it.
And my friend Ian is making shelves for me currently. Ian, he's on season 2 of Grand Crew. I think he's in episode 2, 1, 2, and 3. He's at the end of 1, definitely 2, and definitely 3. Yeah. He's so fucking funny. But he's a woodworker. He's a carpenter.
Ooh.
And he's like,
we love that.
Yeah, I can make you these shelves. So I'm really excited that like a friend is doing it and then it's custom.
I'm excited for you.
Lord, I love decorating.
Me too.
So much. Remember we were talking about art and how we didn't understand it?
Yes.
I was like, I don't want to buy just like mass produced art that like you could just find in a store.
Mm-hmm.
Cherish has some nice art stuff. And then you can just put the amount you want to spend. So I put like, I think like 400 or 200 is my max. And I found some really fucking cute pieces.
Oh, I love that.
Because I'm going to hang a bunch. So I'm going to do gallery walls where it's a bunch of different pieces of art and like mismatched and stuff in my in that front room. Ugh, boy, I'm so excited.
Maybe I'll do that because I have pieces. I have art that I've had for like in different apartments in my life.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't want to hang it up in my house because I don't think I feel emotionally attached to them anymore. And so my walls just have been bare because I've been like, I don't want to hang these. And then I just haven't found a separate option. Mm-hmm.
What you could do is they also have like periods, like time periods, styles, and you can just like toggle the filters to exactly what you want. So cherish. That's nice. But a lot of the a lot of the pieces are so much more expensive than $400. But I was like, if I'm doing a gallery wall, like I can't. I'm cheap.
Yeah, for sure.
She's a cheap gal at the heart of her. And then also, I have this painting that I don't know what to do with. I cannot get rid of it. So it hung over my parents' bed, and it's a man and a woman in a boat. And then the man's on the side that my dad slept on, and then the woman's on the side my mom slept on. And then after they went on their vacation up north, I was like, oh my God, that like, it feels like it just like really reminds me of my parents. And I think it's like really, really sweet. But I'm like, I don't want to hang it up because it might just make me sad.
It might. Or it might just remind you of your parents.
Oh.
Mm. Which can be a sad memory, mm-hmm. or it could be a nice memory. Like, you don't want to not think about them, right?
You are right. Okay.
How big is it?
It's huge.
Maybe you can go in a place that's not like that, a place that you see all the time. Mm-hmm. Like, I was gonna say the guest bathroom, but if it's huge.
Wouldn't be there. Yeah, it can.
Yeah.
I'll figure out something. I think it's smart. Yeah. I think I should put it up.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Okay. And then
it might be nice.
There's a my mother liked to frame cards. My mother was, I would say, almost as ridiculous as me. I really take after her. So I have that card that's framed, and I'm like, I gotta figure out a place to put that in the house because it just makes me laugh. My dad would be like, why why did you frame the card?
And like, was the card open so you can see what the message was inside?
No,
or
she liked
the front
of
the card?
Of it.
That's really funny.
Yeah, she's a very, very funny lady. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Turn on NPR today and hear a range of voices as varied, nuanced, and Black as the country we reflect. Stories should never be about us without us. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR wherever you get podcasts.
Dunkin' cold coffee can be brewed at home in your Keurig coffee maker with Dunkin' cold K-Cup pods. Just brew it hot over ice and enjoy flavor that's crafted to serve cold. The home with Dunkin' is where you want to be.
Why am I having trouble remembering today?
It's okay.
Maybe I didn't take my medicine.
Do you think that's it?
Probably.
Hey, it's all right.
It's really helpful for me when I remember to take it.
Yeah.
I kept forgetting to re-up my insurance. I think I've said this on the podcast, but I went to go pick up my ADHD medicine and the politician. What's that man called back there at the...
The pharmacist?
Yes, the pharmacist. At least they both begin with P's, but they certainly don't sound alike. I almost just said the politician. The pharmacist behind the counter was like, you don't have insurance right now. And I was like, oh, fuck. And it's $200 without insurance for 30 fucking pills. And he...
But wait, why doesn't it automatically renew?
Because I wasn't in auto pay. But now I'm in auto pay because I can't be trusted to make the payments. He then... giggled, just a true tee hee hee, and said, sorry, it's just funny that you take this to remember stuff, but you couldn't remember to do the thing that you need to get these to take them to remember stuff. And I was like, really, really nice that you found humor in that.
Yeah.
But
glad you found joy.
He always has it in stock for me. He's really nice.
No, nice. Well, that's good.
Yeah. I've been going there for years. Years.
Oh, that's good.
Years.
Years.
Should we do a quiz or help people? What should we do?
We should help people.
Let's help everybody in the world.
I really got you. There's a few residual giggles there.
Really good. Wait, Sashir, when should we get tattoos?
When?
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to do it when you're in Atlanta?
Hell yeah, dude.
Let's find some cool Atlanta tattoo artists.
Yeah, just tattoo Garfield to me. Or should I just tattoo, I love lasagna?
All are good options. Or a lasagna.
Or should I tattoo a piece of lasagna? But okay, so John Millheiser drew this lasagna and I haven't gotten rid of it because I love it. It's got my two favorite foods, nachos and lasagna. It doesn't have mac and cheese. That's the third. But if I got that, does it look enough like lasagna?
No, it's it could be anything. It could be like a pie, yeah, or like a candy bar. It's hard to tell.
It looks like tiramisu.
Yeah.
I think lasagna would be too hard to understand.
I think so. Dang.
Visually.
Dang.
Dang.
Dang. I wanted to like add to my butt, mm-hmm, but I can't really think of any more like food punnies things. So right now there's a hamburger, a hot dog, and it says stick it in these buns. There's a lollipop, an ice cream cone, and a cupcake, and it says it's sweet, just taste it. And then a strawberry, a watermelon, and a banana, and it says juicy. And then there's a lemon, and it says when life gives you lemons, suck a dick. So I'm like, I want like Jordan, have you never heard these?
I didn't know the collection of all the butt tattoos. Yeah. Now I do.
Yeah. That's also, I said so many words and all of it is on my butt. Like, that's how big my butt is. That I have multiple jokes on my butt. Honestly.
Yeah, full phrases.
It's my greatest masterpiece. I think it's the funniest thing I've ever done. I want one more, but I was like, pie. I've been toying with like pie, something with pie, like, or like stuff it. What's like stuff me or something? Like, I'm trying to think of like an inu. Oh, a turkey. Stuff me.
Get stuffed.
Get stuffed. That's good. I'll write that down.
Let's see. That's another one.
Well, but the only thing with turkey is, oh, I guess, yeah, it could be, it's like a whole turkey. Okay. Turkey. Mm-hmm.
Like a ham?
A ham?
Like honey glazed ham or?
Hot ham?
Hot ham.
Slap my ham? It's hard. I feel like I've like run out of like things.
Do you like dumplings?
Not a huge dumpling gal, but what's your pitch?
I just Googled food butt jokes.
Or like bow, and maybe put three of them and be like, bow, bow, bow.
That's funny, but I don't hate bow. I just really hate the short that Pixar short, the bow.
I know you do.
And I think it would just remind me too much of that short that I hate.
Yeah, I can see that.
Popcorn. Pop.
I feel like if you're going to do popcorn, you'd have to put it in the front because it'd be like, pop this pussy. You'd...
Ooh, yeah.
Ooh, popcorn.
That's fun.
Pop this pussy's funny. What if it's like corn and it's like pop this pussy because you have to pop the corn to get popcorn?
But
is that too much of a leap?
Yeah, I was saying that's like an A to Z. Like,
Yeah, and I want them to be very literal.
Or maybe it's corn and a popcorn is like popping off the corn cob.
It has the juice.
Ooh. Oh, that's good too. But then it's like, if that's such a now thing, like, is that going to translate?
A child said it.
Ooh.
Oh, no.
Ooh. Okay. Okay.
Ooh, okay.
When I got my first innuendo or silly joke was the lollipop, the ice cream cone. And the same time I was getting it, this woman was getting a baseball bat on her pelvis that said, "Hit it like a champ."
Wow.
And we both like laughed because we're like, we're funny. I wonder where she is now.
Yeah, this is your soulmate. Where's this person?
Yeah, I was at Village Pop Tattoos on West 4th Street. Boy, oh boy.
That's fun.
Ooh, we should answer queries because we answered my queries a little bit.
Hi. So I have a best friend's question. It's not directly about me. I'm going to try to make this short and sweet. So my mom is dealing with my mom and her best friend. My mom's best friend has three children, and one of them knocked up his girlfriend, and my mom's best friend forced them to get married, like in a court. Like it was just a very rushed marriage. And then the mom essentially got, like, she got COVID and her husband got COVID, so they couldn't go to the wedding. And then she made my parents go in her place. And I just saw how stressful this was for my mom. And it makes me really angry because my best friend isn't really apologize or acknowledge that she really like forced my parents to go out of their way to travel. Also, they had to travel like 3 or 4 states over. They didn't get paid for gas. They didn't get like any kind of like compensation, which I mean, like, yeah, like it's just something they're doing for a friend, but it's like my mom really didn't want to do this. Like, she didn't want to go in the first place. She had to stay at this trashy hotel. Like, it was just a mess. And personally, I've been like mad for her because this is not the first time this friend has been like really demanding of my mother. And it's hard for me being a child to see like how stressful this has been on her. And it's like, I've been getting mad for her. I'm like, why aren't you as angry as I am? Because this is like, it pisses me off. Like, I don't know how else to say it. But I'm wondering if like you guys were in this situation, like if you're parent, I mean, I'm so sorry, Nicole, but like hypothetically, if your parents were in the same situation, would you be like telling them, like, you know, like maybe stick up for themselves a little bit? Because part of me is like, my mom needs to stick up for herself. Like, she didn't want to do this. She got roped into it and she was pretty unhappy about it. And she didn't even get like an apology or anything. And she literally like stepped up and went to this kid's fucking wedding. And it's not even her kid. And, like, she was pretty much, like, forced to. And her best friend was kind of bitchy about it. Like, my mom was like, I'm not driving with you to this wedding. I'm not going to this wedding with you because you have COVID. And then mom's best friend was like, well, this wedding needs to happen. And the wedding did not need to happen. It was like the kid got forced to get married by his own mother. Like, she's a hot mess express. I don't know what's going on. But, yeah, I don't know if I'm stepping in too much, telling her that, like, you know, maybe she should tell her friend how, like, she feels.
Do you want to take it first this year since you still have a parent? Well, I mean, you got both of them. You want to take it? I can't even fathom having a parent still. What's that like? You say out loud, mommy, daddy? I haven't said that in years. Mummy? Wow, feels so foreign coming out of my mouth. Dada. Daddy.
No. Oh,
no. I'm kidding. Thank you for understanding that, like, I have a little bit of a loss. It is funny that we talked about my dead parents before, and then she was like, I have a parent problem. Sorry, Nicole.
I hope what they were trying to say is like, like having like older parents. This seems like an adult to an adult thing, like an adult with adult parents who don't know how to have boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe that's the experience she's saying that you don't have, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But it came out like, sorry, you don't have parents, so you don't know what I'm talking about. I do think, I don't know how old this person, the caller, is at all, but it seemed like, you know, boomers and up are not as therapied or open about boundaries as their children are.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very possible your mom has these complaints about her friend, but doesn't feel comfortable, or maybe never has, like saying no, or saying, I don't like that, or finding people who don't do these things to her.
Mm-hmm.
and you just kind of deal with stuff like that just because you're used to it. And you're like, I don't know. They still call me every Sunday. So I guess I got to go to this dumb wedding that no one wants to happen a couple states over. But I think it's like, since you, this person sounds like an adult who called, and hopefully you guys are having more adult conversations with each other, maybe you can say something like, hey, I'm watching you kind of bend over backwards for this friend, and it doesn't seem like it's happening in the other direction. Like, maybe you should be more comfortable saying no sometimes, or like, you know, figuring out what you want as a person as opposed to what your friend wants or needs. Because like, yeah, even though you can help your friend with the thing that they ask you to do, doesn't mean you have to. And see what happens. Maybe it'll spark a conversation. Maybe your mom will have some opinions like, oh, well, I feel like I have to do it because of X, Y, and Z. Or maybe your mom has never thought about it. But I think if you bring it up, like as you would a friend, they, you know, they might actually be able to like think a little bit more about themselves as an individual.
Yeah, I think that's good. Jordan, you have parents, right? Do you want to? Do you want to chime in?
Yeah, I'll chime in for a second. I recently have gone through this. My parents will come to me and complain or vent, and I'm very appreciative of them talking to me and communicating with me, but like I'm very opinionated and like say exactly how I feel. So to hear my parents be like, I just don't know what to do, and like they're driving me crazy, and be like, I would go straight to their face and be like, you're driving me crazy, like get away from me. So it's funny to be raised by parents and then you're kind of the opposite when it comes to confrontation.
Yeah.
But it's hard. It's very hard to tell a parent, especially who grew up in a different generation, to like stand up for themselves or be like, hey, your best friend's kind of like steamrolling you. Mm-hmm. Like you shouldn't be a part of this. And it's, I think it's the same as we had a recent question. I think it was the last week's episode where the communication is not clear and consistent, and people are not seeing from the outside. People aren't seeing inside what people from the outside are seeing. So as much as it's really easy to be like, hey, mom or dad, like just do this, this or that. Like it's super easy. Just speak honest. I don't think certain generations were taught that way. You kind of mm-hmm. you hold back those mm-hmm. feelings and just kind of roll with it. But if my best friend ever forced me to go to a wedding and drive with them and they had COVID, I would be like, I'm not getting in the fucking car.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's not happening. You figure it out. And we'll talk after.
Yeah.
So.
Well, okay. Let me imagine having parents. So. I think I would say to my mom, I'd be like, you didn't enjoy any of that.
Yeah.
That was all really bad. And if this has happened more than once where she's very demanding of my mother, I would be like, Mom, you got to tell your friend that there's just some things you can't do. Mm-hmm. And then if my mother chooses to continue doing those things, I think I could say to her, hey, this is the second, third, fourth time this has happened. I'm not going to lecture you because it's not my job, but I'll say it again. You didn't love it. So yeah. maybe you think twice before you do it again, because there's only so much you can tell someone, because people are their own people and they're going to do what they're going to do. But I would just be like, just a little reminder, you hated it. So maybe no.
Yeah, I like that. Pointing out the facts. This thing happened. You did not like it. And now it's happening again. Thoughts? You know, like, yeah. What do you think? Yeah. Just like pointing out this is a pattern maybe that's happening. Mm-hmm. It doesn't seem like you're enjoying it. Maybe assess, because
yeah,
they never had to before.
Yeah. Like, I don't like mustard, so I'm not going to eat mustard, you know? Just not going to do it. If I see it on the menu, I'm not ordering that option.
Yeah. And it doesn't have to. And maybe if the caller is like intimidated by giving their parent advice, maybe it doesn't have to be like advice. Maybe it could just be like more of a Socratic method of asking questions like, do you like when your friend like makes you do things like this? Or like, how do you feel when you have to exert so much energy for something you don't want to do, like drive multiple states to a wedding that you don't think should be happening, or whatever the case is. And then see how they respond, because it is kind of hard for people to take advice, especially from their kids.
Yeah.
So maybe if it's just like posed as a question, they'll actually have opportunity to think about it themselves and hopefully get to a conclusion on their own.
Mm-hmm.
That hopefully aligns with what you thought that they should be doing.
Yeah. That sounds good to me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Solved.
Solved.
Lastly, I also want to say, don't force people to get married who don't need to get married or want to get married.
Yeah. Who is this woman? Yeah.
Who is she? Who's this witch?
This witch that everyone is bending over backwards for.
Bad. We don't like her.
We don't like her.
Okay, so I know I've left a few messages already, but I wanted to be as clear and concise as possible. Okay, so I'm a busy grad student, and I do have a few hobbies where I go out and meet people. Like, I rock climb, which is a really great way to meet people. But for the majority, like, of the people that I meet that are guys that are single, it's really just they end up being my friends first. And while that's super cool, I feel like I have a hard time dealing with possibly being friend-zoned by these guys, because they just see me as, like, one of the guys. And while, like, I appreciate their friendship, and I think that's really cool, I hate that, like, I guess I keep running into this thing of, like, since they're the only straight guys I hang out with, I end up developing feelings for them. And while it hasn't, like, ruined any of my friendships, because, like, we've all been able to be pretty mature about it, it just kind of sucks. And so I guess I just wanted to hear your guys' advice about, like, if you've had crushes on guy friends before and how you kind of, like, I don't know, because obviously, like, you need to process it, but how do you, like, kind of talk yourself out of it? Because it does kind of suck. And I want to just be able to be friends with these guys. But, yeah, they're, like, the only dudes I ever hang out with. So I don't know. That was kind of rambly. Anyways, you guys are all amazing. I love listening to this podcast. And it's really comforting to have some funny things to listen to while I spend a lot of time at work. Anyways, bye.
So she's hanging out with these guys.
Mm-hmm.
And getting friend-zoned and developing crushes on these guys. And the question is, how does she just stay friends with them mentally? Yeah.
How does she not get crushes? I'm useless. I meet a man in the supermarket and I fall in love. A man says hello to me and I'm like, oh, we have a future. So I'm out. I'm so sorry. God bless.
I guess I've also developed crushes on guy friends. And I think just time passes, and then you're like, this is not happening. Or also, the more you become friends with that person, the more you're like, hopefully, we'll discover things where you're like, ooh, I wouldn't want to date that. You know, like after a while, you're just kind of like, oh, I can see why we're better as friends, because
he does that and I hate that. Or like, this is how, or you're watching him how, like, how they actually date women and you're like, well, that fucking sucks. I would never want to actually encounter that. Unless all these guys are perfect, but probably not.
Yeah. You're just going to make yourself crazy, like, wishing and hoping and, yeah.
And maybe that date energy should be concentrated on actual dates. Like, are you on the apps? Like, maybe, unless you are rock climbing in order to find a partner, but if you're rock climbing to rock climb and the people you're meeting are friends, let that be that. And then if something happens otherwise, great, but maybe don't expect it. And then if you want to date, then date, like, then go date. Then, like, you're going to bars to find a date, or like, you are on dating apps to find somebody to go on dates with. And then, like, that energy is concentrated more there. And then that energy isn't bleeding into the rock climbing stuff.
Yeah, I think that's, like, really great advice to be like, rock climbing is what I do. It's my hobby. I love it. I'm not looking for love here. I'm looking for love in these different places. And then maybe love will happen rock climbing because you're not expecting it and you're not, like, wanting it, because allegedly you find love when you least expect it. You stop looking for it.
I've heard that before.
Yeah, yeah, apparently that's a thing. But I think that might be, I think it, if you go into rock climbing being like, these are friends, oh my God. Oh no, I really didn't take my medicine, because there's a quote that I won't leave my brain now. Fish are friends, not food. What's that from? rock climbers are friends, not fuck buddies.
Yeah. yeah. And also, you never know. Sometimes people are friends for years and then, or maybe not even years, but, you know, sometimes people are friends and then they develop feelings and something does happen after. So I don't think just because you got friend zone, that means, like, that's the end. Don't hold out hope. Don't be like, I'm going to stick around long because I'm playing the long game. But, you know, maybe if you just take that idea out of the equation totally, either something will happen and, like, wow, what a fun surprise, or it won't, and that's okay, because that's what we're doing. We're rock climbing right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're rock climbing right now.
There's no time for love. We're holding on the rocks.
You might fall down if you fall in love. Ah, yeah. You're not trying to fall in love. You're trying to get up the rock.
We don't want falling involved in any capacity when it comes to rock climbing.
No, you got to stay on that rock. And maybe if you stay on that rock, there will be a rock of love.
Oh, okay. Okay. Like the reality dating show
with Brett Michaels, baby. I loved the rock of love. Boy, oh boy. I also loved, what was the one with that man?
Flavor of Love.
Yes. Boy, oh boy. Do you remember that episode where one of the girls pooped on the floor?
I can never forget. That will never leave my brain.
Isn't that wild?
She just bent down and pooped on the floor.
When you gotta go, you gotta go.
And they just blurred it out, but still showed it. Amazing.
I mean, the 2000s were a different fucking era for reality television.
Yeah, that was really the golden era for reality TV.
Oh, it really was. Oh my God. Well, that's it. Just leaving you with that little nugget.
Ew.
Uh-huh. Thank you. If you like this episode and you have a question or a query, there's an email address, and it's NicoleandSashir@gmail.com. There's also a phone number for voicemails, voice memos, or text messages. Do you guys want to hear it?
Yeah.
Great. Because if you didn't, I was going to say it anywhere. Anywhere? I can't wait. 424-645-7003.
We also have merch at podswag.com/bestfriends.
Lastly, guys, I know we have a lot on our plates. It's the new year. No, wait, is it the new year yet? I don't know when that's coming out.
We are in the new year.
Happy New Year! Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe. That's the easiest way to support this show.
All right.
Bye.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Dunkin' Cold Coffee can be brewed at home in your Keurig coffee maker with Dunkin' Cold K-Cup Pods. Just brew it hot over ice and enjoy flavor that's crafted to serve cold. The home with Dunkin' is where you want to be.
The legend of Cayman Jack is just around the corner. Mixed with blue agave nectar, real lime juice, and cane sugar for the perfect balance of sweet, salty, and sour every time. Discover legendary taste with Cayman Jack, America's number one margarita. Premium flavored malt beverage. Please drink responsibly. All registered trademarks used under license by American Vintage Beverage Company, Chicago, Illinois.